Bava Basar, Perek Beis, Mishnah Gimel, 2, 3, and more on Hilchos Shechinim, how you have to behave relative to your neighbor because of causing him, in terms of causing him damage. So the Mishnah says, Lo yiftach adam chanus shel nachtomen v'shel tzaba'in tachas otzar shel chavero v'lo refes bakar. If a person may not open a facility that is like a bakery or that does the production of like a dye house for dyeing fabric, if the next story up already has an otzar, like a storage facility for ones like grain or oil. The reason why is because these things like the bakery or the dyer's shop produce a lot of heat and smoke, and that heat and or smoke would cause damage to the next story up's food. And therefore, since he was there first, you have no right to sort of mess him up and establish something which will damage his stored food. And of course, but the din would be if the ground story guy had his, you know, bakery in operation, then the guy in the second story who wasn't at that time using it for storage can't say, I want to use my house for storage. You have to take down your bakery. No, that he wouldn't be entitled to do that. The guy who was there first could set the standard. Also, below refes bakar, also not a cow shed. Cow sheds do produce some heat, less heat. The heat's coming from like essentially the decay of the manure and the straw, etc. But the more relevant thing here also is that it has a bad smell, and the bad smell from the cow shed would also ruin the food in addition to the heat upstairs. It says Mishnah be'emes, the truth is, and this means this is like a din that sort of can't be denied, be'yayin, if you're talking about wine, this is wine from Eretz Yisrael, which a little bit of heat doesn't bother at all, hitiru, they were allowed to establish the bakery or the dyeing thing and the like, because the heat didn't bother, at least wine in Eretz Yisrael, the heat didn't bother, other wines maybe yes. Avol says the Mishnah, you still can't do lo refes bakar, you can't set up the cow shed, because the cow shed makes smell, which would ruin other wine, even in the Eretz Yisrael wine. Okay, new paragraph. Now, what about commercial activity in your chatzer? This is your shared common area with your other neighbors. So the basic principle of this Mishnah is going to be, the way I'm going to explain it, is that you're allowed to use your common area for your own purposes. No one can object to that. However, you can't bring in outsiders without permission. In other words, you have a right to be there and to do your thing, but to bring in others who make noise, you can't. And the issue of the noise making is that the other neighbors can't sleep properly. So our Mishnah says, Chanut shebachatzer, if Reuven wants to establish like a shop in the chatzer, their shared area, and Shimon doesn't like it, Yachol limchos biado, Shimon could complain, object. But Lomar, he could say to Lo, back to Reuven, Eini yachol lishan mikol hanechnasru mikol hayotzen. I cannot sleep because of all the noise that's coming from the people coming and going. As you're bringing customers into the backyard to buy your wares, those customers have no right to be here, they're making noise, interfering with my sleep, and therefore I can't sleep. And that's a legitimate claim any time of the day. Meaning he wants to sleep at 2 in the afternoon, 2 in the night, doesn't make a difference. Whenever he wants to sleep, he can say, I can't sleep, and therefore you have no right to open and run a shop that entertains outside customers in our chatzer. However, that's bringing in outsiders. Osa Kalim, Reuven could use the chatzer for manufacturing goods. That could be anything. Like it could be, you know, he's banging a sledgehammer to make metal, or he's making a mill to grind wheat. Doesn't make a difference. Even if it's noisy, he's allowed to do it because that's his backyard and he's allowed to use it as a chatzer. So yotzeh mocher b'soch hashok. He just has to take his wares that he's producing as a blacksmith or as a miller and so on, and take it to the marketplace and sell over there. And there's no right of the other neighbor, Shimon, to complain. I can't sleep. Because of all the noise that you're of your sledgehammer banging, I can't sleep. That's not a valid claim. Nor from the noise of your mill grinding. It's very noisy. Too bad. Reuven has a right to mill in his own chatzer, and Shimon has to just live with it. Velo mikola tinokos, and also not from the noise of the school children. Now, this is a little different. We said before that you have no right to bring in outsiders into your chatzer, but here we're saying that Shimon can't complain that the school children, because Reuven is running like a little yeshiva katan over there, they're making noise in recess. Shimon cannot complain about that. Now, really, by rights, since they're children from outside of the chatzer, they have no right to be in the chatzer. But there's a special dinder abundant here that, for the sake of L'hagdil Torah l'hadira, for the sake of learning Torah and making it great, we need to have school teachers, we need to have school children, and if a school teacher wants to run a school out of his chatzer, so then you just make noise, it's too bad for the other neighbors. Their partner speaks out, this is of course because there are school children learning Torah studies, but if the school is there to teach people how to become accountants, right, or to become carpenters, too bad. Then they have no right to be there, and the residents of the chatzer could object. But for Talmud Torah, they may not object.